Nossa, escuta.
Welcome to April 20th. You're welcome to it. The Logbook.com's Escape Pod is taking you on a trip back in time. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1967, NASA's unmanned lunar lander Surveyor 3 touched down safely on the moon, taking pictures and analyzing the lunar soil.
One of the most unusual features of Surveyor 3 was its surface sampler, a 5-foot-long arm with a hand-sized scoop. This device was designed to dig into the soil to determine bearing strength and other characteristics. It dug several trenches in the lunar crust.
Of all the Surveyor landers, Surveyor 3 is unique. The crew of Apollo 12 landed close enough to visit it in 1969, bringing pieces of Surveyor 3 home with them for study. In 1983, a Soviet space mission was recalled to Earth for safety reasons. Soyuz T-8 was meant to take three cosmonauts to space station Salyut 7, but suffered critical damage to the capsule's communications equipment during launch. It was in orbit for only 2 days. Born on this day in 1937, actor George Takei.
Where's Admiral Kirk?
He's with the prisoner.
Get him quickly. Commander Starfleet wants him right away. Keeping you busy?
Don't get smart, Tiny.
In 1955, Shuttle and International Space Station astronaut Don Pettit was born. Geraint Wyn Davies, star of Forever Night, was born today in 1957, and Clint Howard was born in 1959. Andy Serkis, the voice of Gollum, was born in 1964, and space skydiver Felix Baumgartner was born in 1969. Bram Stoker died on this day in 1812. In 1968, the second Doctor's TARDIS team was down a member as the Doctor Who story Fury from the Deep ended.
You're not sure, are you?
Yes. It doesn't make it any easier. Leaving you and the Doctor.
We've been together a long time now. Has the Doctor said anything to you?
No, no. You know, it is like he wouldn't. He believes in people making up their own minds.
Victoria, do you think you'll be happy here?
Oh, I think so, Dan. The Harrises are very nice people.
Yes, I know that, but they're not from your time, are they?
I wouldn't be at ease back in Victorian times. I had no parents or family left there anyway.
Leaving Debbie Watling's character Victoria Waterfield on modern-day Earth. You can read about these events and many more on the Logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
The escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
Don't call me Tiny.